Hi, and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm Laura Vogt, the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services. And this week, we're talking with the Engineering Student Council President, Abigail Jacob. Abby, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Hi, my name is Abigail Jacob, or as most people know me as Abby. I'm, like Laura said, the current ESC President. ESC is the Engineering Student Council. It represents the engineering student body. It supports engineering societies in reaching their full potential and promote a diverse community through successful collaboration between students, faculty, society, and the College of Engineering. We work very closely with the College of Engineering in events such as the new student orientation, and also we work very closely with ESS. And so that means I know Laura for about 2 years as IVP and current ESC. We work in events such as the Blue and Gold Dinner, where we have a conversation with our current student organization presidents, as with a very prominent faculty in that event. A good example is last year we talked about collaboration, which we kind of really did well in the engineering, which we translated into the Engineers Week. I'm the current student outreach coordinator for Student Tech Services, which used to be called Residential Computing. So what I do is I firstly assist with our rebranding, because most people from previous years knows us as ResComp. Now we're transitioning to Student Tech Services. And I also coordinate professional development events with Citrus and other organizations within the College of Engineering, as well as the whole university as a whole.
So you're quite busy.
Yeah, but I like doing it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because When I entered Berkeley, what got me through Berkeley, other than the hard engineering classes, which is when the number one priority, is seeing how people use their education to kind of improve their surroundings. One of Berkeley's main missions is service. And the easiest way to do it as a student is to put service into your community. And my community happened to be, at first, the College of Engineering. And then I realized, and that's how I got involved into Engineering Student Council. And then I realized that I wanted to affect the community, as in, you know, the University of California. And I wanted to use my kind of interest in technology and moved on as a tech consultant in what used to be ResComp, and then moved on as a supervisor. And then I realized I could, yes, be in a more technical role and be a lead supervisor, or I could do what I want to do and allow these technical resources that we offer to our staff to the whole university. And that's how we became not only a residential kind of resource with ResComp, and now are transitioning to a resource for the whole university, students, staff, and faculty. And I think I want to translate that kind of same mission into ESC. I'll be honest, entering ESC, I started out as I don't know what I want to do in this organization, but it seems like an organization that is very much involved in college engineering. I started out as a corporate committee member, where I just started contacting random industries hoping for money, because more money allows us to support our organizations. And if we can make them awesome, then that's a good representation of our organization as well as the College of Engineering, which is, at the end, ESC's main goal is to make sure that our student organizations reach their full potential. Like, if your main kind of barrier is money, then fine, don't worry about the money, worry about your building, worry about your planning, worry about your outreach, and we'll take care of that.
Okay.
Kind of thing. At least that's how I would like ESC to be.
That makes sense. So mm-hmm. Your biggest concern then, as the ESC president, is to help make the student organizations and competition teams successful.
Mm-hmm. As well as outreach teams, or outreach organizations.
Oh, okay.
So my goal is to make sure that student organizations don't have to worry about things that they don't need to worry about. So if you're a competition team that's building a car, you don't really need to worry about finding funding. If you contact us, we'll try to help make sure that you have the money to participate in those competitions. If you're an outreach team and you need to get to, like, say, San Diego, and at this point, as students who don't have the money to pay for the gas or even the accommodations, my main goal is to make sure that we can find those resources for you. And if we ourselves can't offer those resources, to see if anybody on campus can offer those resources for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how many of the student orgs do you have that ESC works with right now?
Currently, we have about 76. Which is what we've increased from 40 to 76, so it's quite fun. It's quite a big group, but it's a very responsive group.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And so do you also do things outside of the Blue and Gold Dinner, I know you talked about that you do collaboration with them. Mm-hmm. What other type of things do you do to keep the clubs that they're collaborating together?
I make sure that every club and organization representative has my email. So if they do require one-on-one support, whether it be filling out the forms for the year, as well as just trying to, a good example is when FemTech was first starting out a couple years ago, maybe 2 years ago, I had met with Andrea Lombard, who was the previous president and also founder of FemTech, to kind of advise on how should they kind of structure FemTech. Because as a new organization who is still trying to figure out how they want to do transitions for leadership, and she was graduating at that time, I gave some input, as well as making sure that their events are publicized so they can grow as an organization. So I could say it's advising, but I offer advising as well as feedback. But okay. At the same time, when I offer advising and feedback, I make sure to ask feedback from those organizations so I know we as ESC are kind of doing our best to accommodate for every organization. Another recent project I'm doing is with Don of College of Engineering with regards to the new MET program. They want to start their own board and student organization that will be later registered with us. And then just kind of advising how to make their constitution, how should they structure their leadership tailored to their kind of goals.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of advising, but it's more to make sure that they are kind of set up for the school year.
So you've been there for not just clubs that have been around for a while, but the new startups, mm-hmm. to help get them off the ground then.
Yeah, so if there's a student that comes up to me, because some will just come up to me and say, like, hey, you're Abby. And I'm like, yes, that's me. And they'll just be like, I'm thinking of starting a cosmetics club. And I'm like, okay, cool. And they're just like, we are, say, chemical engineers, or we are mechanical engineers, or whatever. But they're engineering students who has seen other organizations being registered on this, getting the resources that they need, and they would like to be part of that. So then it's my job to make sure that their dream of a new organization comes true.
Okay.
It's kind of like being the fairy godmother of organizations, hopefully.
And have you also done, if people come up to you and say, I have this idea that I want to do something, do you, if it's something that you know is already in place, then mm-hmm. do you help get them to the people that are already doing it?
And yeah. So a good example is in the previous AUCUC, like this is a non-engineering kind of person, was our previous president, William, had asked me, hey, like, I know several organizations within AC who want to do a similar kind of thing as CalHacks. And, you know, as somebody who's very aware, worked with CalHacks, you kind of understand, like, well, we can't have both events. But mm-hmm. what we can do is, instead of having two conflicting events where they're kind of competing against each other, and which I wouldn't like to do, you know, so this is kind of entering somebody else's territory, how about we work together? It has a larger reach to yeah. other students. Because what, at least from my experience, is that every event that's kind of labeled engineering has kind of a interpretation of, oh, this is event is only for engineering students. And even if you're interested in an event, you can't attend because you're not an engineering student, which is something that I've been trying to promote during my time as ESC, is that even though we're an engineering student council, most of our events are targeting the college as a whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have students that come that just know they want to get involved in something, but they don't know what would match them best to get involved with? Mm-hmm. Are you able to talk to them and say, okay, well, these are clubs that you might be interested in, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually we have them a lot. So our first event during the year is NSO. And they come up to me like, oh, I remember seeing you at tabling. I'm so-and-so major. During my high school period, I participated in this, and I want to continue that kind of trend. And then I will recommend them a series of clubs. But if you have a student who completely doesn't know what they want to do, who I was, I always invite them to be part of Engineering Student Council, because when you're part of Engineering Student Council, you're now exposed to the 76 groups that we are now supporting. And within talking to them, you might find your next new club. A good example is my previous committee member, Nick, found a mechanical engineering club, I believe it was ASME, through Engineering Student Council, and he loved it. And, you know, he didn't know he loved it until he kind of met up with their leaders, and were like, oh, that's something I'd want to be involved in. You know, like, you don't have to be a student that goes into college engineering and be like, okay, I want to be the next new NASA engineer, or I want to be the next new rocket engineer propulsion, or I want to be the next new best researcher in the world. You can come into the college engineering saying, I love engineering, but at this point, I don't know what specific projects I want to get into. And that's the beauty of college, right? You explore what you want to do. If you go into a biomedical organization realizes, okay, this may not be for me, then you have the next 4 years to figure out what's for you. Good example is I end up doing a environmental policy engineering organization, which has nothing to do with my major, but I love it because I love what they're trying to do. They're trying to help people out, which is what I love to do. So, yeah.
Well, that makes sense if you want to help people out while you're involved in something where you're helping all these student orgs out. Yeah, so you're not doing just individuals. You get to help, entire groups.
It's inspiring because when you see these student organizations, I've seen student organizations who have stayed until 10 p.m. at night, if not later, just for one event, you know? And if you get to work with people that dedicated to their craft, to their organization, to their cause, and you get to work with them, and not just one of them, but all of them, I would take that opportunity in a heartbeat, you know?
And so let's talk a little bit about your eWeek that you mentioned. What is eWeek and when does it happen?
So Engineers Week is a week where we kind of celebrate the College of Engineering in our community. It usually happens during the spring semester. So this year's eWeek and last year's eWeek happened during February and Valentine's Day. It's kind of, I'd like to think of it as first a corporate opportunity where we can gain a fundraising event where we can get more funding for our clubs for the next following year. But it's also kind of an opportunity for different majors within the College of Engineering and even other people who are not in the College of Engineering. We try to make sure that's very clear that you do not have to be part of the college. Your friends can come. Like, if they're a public health major, they can come. Like, what we just want is everybody to have a good time and realize that engineering is not just this kind of difficult, it is difficult kind of academia, but it's also quite fun. There are applications to it. A good example is when you have a Northrop Grumman representative playing with Legos next to other 18-year-old students, and you realize that a lot of engineers started out like us. Mm-hmm. And if I can provide the opportunity for other students to realize that professionals start out as students and they see other students that have the same struggle or maybe have the same interests, then I feel like eWeeks has accomplished its goal. I think one of the most inspiring, not inspiring, but one of the most successful events and the events that I really truly appreciated was an event kind of made by one of our communications officer, who is Annie Pan. She came to realize, hey, a lot of engineers from Berkeley and other, college engineerings, you realize that a lot of them make startups, and a lot of these startups don't get enough, publication, mm-hmm. recognition. And she realized, if we want more money, let's half the amount of money they need to be participants of eWeek and promote these businesses. And a good example is a lot of our students end up applying to those businesses. And I've talked to people, I followed up, we had a VR company, I forgot their name, but I followed up with one of the students who kind of checked them out, and they found them in the startup fair we had during last year's eWeek, or the week before that. They said they loved it, and they would have never thought of kind of participating in a startup because, when you go in, you're like, you want to work with the biggest companies to get the biggest paycheck, and they're just like, they had interned for big corporations with VR, and they had a big appreciation of meeting a smaller kind of company and having more of a hands-on experience with them. So if I can make that experience happen with the eWeek, then I would think that's the best.
That's, you've been a success.
Yeah, we did a great job. I mean, yeah, we had money from them. That's another thing, lots of organizations. But if I can change or just give an experience to a student, if it's just one student, that's enough for me. But I'd like there to be more students have that experience, But yeah.
So just to kind of wrap up our conversation about ESC and mm-hmm. the student orgs that you can get involved with, mm-hmm. what's the best way for someone listening to the podcast right now that mm-hmm. wants to explore student organizations mm-hmm. and explore ESC, what should they do?
Ask. If you have a classmate who's in an organization, or if you overhear somebody in the library, don't be rude, but just go up to them hey, I heard you talking about this organization, can you tell me more about it? And people will want to tell you about the organization, because if you're interested in something that they're involved in, they will tell you everything. And if it's something that you're interested in, ask them, hey, I know you already, maybe if it's after recruitment, say if you can just check them out, and then they'll remember you. They'll probably end up being leadership and end up recruiting you. There's different recruitment processes for every club, but if it's a recruitment kind of a club that does a long process for recruitment, that's the best way to do it. But if it's just any organization, just ask. Also, you can just ask me too. I know most of these student leaders. So if you are a current student in 2017, if it's before May 2017 and you find me and you're interested in a certain organization, ask me about the organization. I'll get you in contact with that leader, and let's see if we can make it happen.
So let's put your, we'll put your contact information for ESC and for you on our welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu, where most of our students land to start listening to our podcast, and we'll let them know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, because I'd be more than happy to help students out. I mean, that's what I'd love to do. That's why I'm in this position.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. I really appreciate your time and everything that you do for ESC and what you do for our student organizations on campus. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.